Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Gittin, and we're up to Perek Ches, Mishnah Ches, and we're going through all of these Mishnayos where it's Teitzei Mizem, Mizem, Kol Drach Me'iluba, where she's not allowed to stay married to either husband, and we give her all the Chumras. So, Kasav Sofer get the Ish V'Shover Lisha, if a Sofer wrote a get for the man and to give to his wife, and he wrote a Shover, a receipt of the get to give to for a woman to give to her husband once the Ksub is paid up, V'Tav, and also get the Ish V'Shover Lish, and he made a mistake. And he delivered the wrong document to the wrong person. So the man gave the shover to the wife, so he never gave her a get. And when he paid the ksuba, the woman gave the get to the husband, so they were never really divorced. At some later days, maybe a Beis Din, when he wanted to get remarried, wanted to see that he was divorced or something. I'm sorry, when she wanted to get remarried, wanted to see that she's divorced, and she's looking through a filing cabinet, and she's like, wait a second, why do I have a shover over here? I should have a get over here. And then they realize that no, what he had given her was a shover and not a get. Nebuch, Teitzei Mizem, Mizem, Kol Drach Me'iluba. We have all of the Chumras. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Imli Alter Yatza, if it was soon after, it was right away, before she ever married somebody else, that they discovered that the husband was the one holding on to the get, then ain't a get. Then it's not a valid get. We do not allow her to get remarried. But Imli Achras Man Yatza, but if she had already gotten remarried, Hareza get. We assume that that he really did give her a get. The first husband does not have the right to ruin the life of the second husband by saying that you're not really married to her. We assume that he actually did give the get, and that they're just lying so she can get out of this marriage, this new marriage that she has. So they're making up the story of the of this mix-up, even though the mix-up never really happened. Maybe they just want to get back together. If a man wrote a get and he wants to divorce his wife, but then he changes his mind and he did not give it to her, that's enough to make it that she's never going to be allowed to marry a Kohen in her life, meaning even if the husband subsequently dies, she's not even, and so she's an Alman, she's not a Grusha, she's never going to be allowed to marry a Kohen, because that's what we call a Srach Get, that it's a get was written for her, that's enough to passel her Lakuna. No, not only if he wrote a get, even if he gave her the get, but it was with a tanai, and that tanai was never fulfilled, that's not enough to pasul from a kuhuna. It's a pasul from kuhuna because she was never really divorced. Now moving on to Paraches Mishnah Tes. A man divorces his wife, and then they stay in the same hotel. Beishame says, you don't need another get. We don't assume that he slept with her, l'shem kiddushin, and therefore they're remarried again, and now he has to divorce her. We assume that they probably didn't even sleep together. Beisil says, no, we assume that they did sleep together, because if we know that they were alone together, we have to presume Bia, and we assume that if they had Bia, he probably didn't want that Bia to count as a Bias Nus. It was probably a Bia L'shem Kiddushin, and therefore they are married again. When does Beisil say you need to get? That's only if they got divorced after they already had nisuin in their marriage. But Basil agrees that if they got divorced after Erisin, when they weren't allowed to live together anyway, then she's for sure not going to need a second get from him because they never had time to get comfortable enough with each other that being alone in a room together is going to guarantee Bia. Had they already gotten comfortable with each other, then we assume Bia. But if they were never had Libo Gaspa, so we assume that it's not going to be Bia. Now we go back to Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh V'Kol Drach Me'iluba, but we introduce a new concept called a get mekushar. Get mekushar is that the Chachamim wanted to make it difficult for Kohanim to get divorced, because once they get divorced, they're not allowed to remarry their wives, so they wanted to make it like a whole process so that they'll really have to think about things. So they made a whole institution of folding a get and sewing a get and signing on the on where it's folded and sewed, so it could have at least three folds, and then it could have many more, and each time you fold it, there has to be a signature. So let's say one of the folds folds is missing a signature. So then that's what we call a get kireach. So the Mishnah says, kenasa beget kireach, if someone marries a woman and she's only divorced because she received a get kireach from her first husband, then we have all the chumras that we mentioned earlier, the nebuch, that she's her children, from either husband she's asked. The divorce, both husbands, no ksuba, all of those things. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Ches, we said that if a sofer writes a get for a man to give to his wife and a receipt for a woman to give to the husband, and then we find that each one has the wrong document, they each exchange documents, and we find that each one has the wrong one, so the halach is, but Rabbi Lezer disagrees. Rabbi Lezer says, well, you know, if she has not yet gotten remarried, so let him give her a get again. But if she has already gotten remarried, we assume that they manufactured this mix-up after the fact, and that this mix-up never really happened. We then said that if a man writes a get, just so much as writes a get for his wife, even though he never gave it to her, Beis Shammai holds that's enough to pasul her from kuna forever. And Beis Hillel says, not only is that not enough to pasul her from kuna forever, even if he gave it to her al tanai and never fulfilled the tanai, that's not enough to pasul her from kuhuna forever. And then in Mishnah Tess, we said if a man divorces his wife and then they sleep together in the same hotel room, Beis Shammai says, we don't assume that they had bia, and therefore you don't need another get. We don't assume that there's any new marriage over here. Whereas Beis Hillel says, we assume that they had bia, because but that's only if it was already libel gaspa. They already had nisuin prior to that. But if they only had Erisin prior to that, we assume they're not comfortable enough for us to assume that they had bia just because they were in the same room. And then the Mishnah concluded by saying that if a man marries a woman who had previously been divorced with a bald get, meaning a get that was missing one signature along one of the folds, so she's married to neither man, she needs divorces from both men, kol hadrachim ha'elu ba, all of the chumras are going to apply to her. As Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parches, Mishnah Yud.